Whatever challenges Style Running Club have faced in 2020, the club has come together and risen to the challenge. And with many of the club's normal activities and events unable to run as usual this year due to the pandemic, Style Running Club decided to take part in their own virtual running challenges to raise money for local charities. And even then, they've exceeded their own expectations, with the club's latest challenge seeing the club run over 2,500 miles to the North Pole in just 10 days, 2 days ahead of schedule, as Social Secretary David Clark explains.
Because the London Marathon didn't happen this year, they created a thing called the 2.6 Challenge. And one of our members called Celia put a message out saying, yeah, we should do something for this. And we said, well, why don't we run 2,600 miles in say a month as a club? And I said, well, okay, I'll count the scores for everyone, basically, because someone needs to obviously add up how we're doing. And we did it, and we carried on. I think we did about 3,500 miles in the end. We completely smashed it. And then I thought we should do this again, because it was it bonded the club. People really enjoyed it. And I thought, well, it's getting near Christmas. Why don't we run to the North Pole? And I Googled it, got the distance, and thought, how long? And then I thought, 12 days of Christmas. We'll do in 12 days. And then I looked at how much that meant. I thought, crumbs, this is really going to be quite hard to do, because that's the equivalent of, if we can get 40 members to run it, that's 5 miles a day per person. And yeah, they smashed it. It was completed in 10 days. It was completed on Monday morning, and it should have run, I believe, till Wednesday afternoon to Wednesday evening. Last Sunday was phenomenal. The whole club ran over 400 miles. Our daily target was 211 miles per day. So to do 400 miles in one day shows you how hard everyone was pushing. Two members ran marathons, and probably half a dozen members did half marathons or over half marathon distances on that Sunday alone. But what you've got to remember is the day before, they probably ran a half marathon. And then on the Friday, the two or three of the guys who did the marathons on the Sunday had basically run marathons then as well. So you were getting these guys literally churning out marathons. But it wasn't just about them. There were members who were doing just consistently 5 or 6 miles every day as well, or people just running a 5K, because obviously people are working. But yeah, just phenomenal effort from everybody, and very proud of them all.
It's a challenge which has seen the whole club come together to raise money for the Children's Adventure Farm Trust. Tony Collier is one of the founding members of the club and is currently the club's coaching and development officer.
It's been a great way of keeping the club united when we couldn't actually be together. I think most of the people in the club, by the time they got to day 10, everybody was, I think, had said, you know, this has been a major challenge. We've really pushed hard through this, and we've achieved something phenomenal. I lead group 3, which is one of our slower groups, and the people in that group have never run consecutive days. They've never run such massive mileages. And they have literally been out every day smashing 7 or 8 mile runs. A lot of the ladies in that group who are a little bit older have actually smashed 70 miles in 10 days. They did that. So 7 miles a day. They would normally run maybe 20 miles a week, but they were running nearly 50 miles a week. So proud of the general club runners who've gone out and done something way, way beyond what they thought they were capable of. And that's really what's stood out for me. It's been fantastic. And again, we're not just proud of the fact that we've achieved a great thing from a running perspective. We're really proud of what we've achieved as a small club in terms of charity fundraising. We've had a very long association as a running club with the Children's Adventure Farm. And so we chose to fundraise for the North Pole Challenge to raise money for them, because they do amazing work with underprivileged and disadvantaged children across the Northwest. And we chose to support them. And we've actually raised just over £2,400 for them. So with a couple of other things we did earlier in the year, I think we've actually raised over £5,000, which is amazing for a small club, various different charities. The challenge has been incredibly awesome. And I'm so proud of every one of our club members for what they've done as runners and what they've done to raise money for charity. It's been fantastic to be together in completing a major challenge such as this, and to run so far in 12 days has been incredible.
Club member Louisa McNair was one of over 40 members to take part in the race to the North Pole, a challenge which also included Louisa's three-year-old son.
I never saw myself as a runner. I skived off every single cross country when I was at school. I have asthma. It was never for me at all. And then I decided to give Couch to 5K a go about 9 years ago. So I was kind of in my mid-20s, and it's been one of the best things I ever did. And then when I moved to the area and joined Style, I kind of get to know people, get to know the areas, but also it's a way to kind of safely run. They've been hugely supportive, and I've got a lot more out of it than I expected in terms of coaching, and made some great friends, and really enjoyed the support that the club gives. My little boy is about 3.5. I started running with him from about 5 or 6 months. And I've got a special running buggy, so you can run in a three-wheel buggy that's got fixed wheels, so it's pretty safe. I started when I was on maternity leave. It was a great way to get out. And then we've just continued. So before lockdown, we used to do things like park run, and he just absolutely loved it. And then, yeah, in lockdown this year, we've done more miles with the buggy than we had in the 2 years before, really, which I wasn't expecting, because I feel like our buggy days are probably nearly done. But yeah, it's been great. So in the challenge the other week, I did over 9 days, I did about 65 miles, but I did 32 of them with the buggy. So that was pretty tough, but it's a slower pace, and it includes him. Lots of members of the club have got to know him as well, and he really enjoys it. So it kind of works for everyone. When I first heard about the challenge, when it was suggested, I thought it was completely impossible and that we were possibly taking on more than we could manage. But everyone seemed pretty up for it. And I thought that I wouldn't run every day, but I did end up running every day. And yeah, I think we all kind of worked really hard to just fit in runs wherever we can. And it was far more than my usual mileage by a long way. But it was great support from the club. People have inspired each other. So every time you saw someone else do a fantastic run, and every time you saw these great distances, it made you think, oh, do you know what? I can do a little bit more. And if you'd be out on a run, you think, do you know, I could do an extra mile or so. And then the support from other people encouraging that and celebrating that, I think just made us all push on, really. And I think we also just really wanted to get to the North Pole and just to have a rest.
Founded in 2006, Style Running Club is a club which continues to go from strength to strength.
I was one of the founder members of the club back in 2006. I was one of the three committee members at the time. And I've been with the club ever since, and it's grown from just about 10 or 12 friends from the local gym running together to just under 70 members. We had a nice increase following the Olympics in 2012, and it's just grown steadily ever since. We basically pride ourselves on being a club that will suit all abilities, and we try to accommodate everybody. We run beginners courses, although we haven't done very much during COVID. We have a good mix between female and male runners, probably about 50-50. And we try to do things like compete in races. We have trips overseas. We competed in marathons in most of the continents now. Five people in the club have completed the World Marathon Majors, which take in Boston, New York, Chicago, Berlin, Tokyo and London. So a group of us actually went to Tokyo to run the Tokyo Marathon a few years ago. So we try to do an overseas trip every year. We try to do something in the UK, but obviously during COVID, it's been a bit more difficult. We have a motto, which is just turn up, give it a go. And we really encourage people just to come along and try us out. And we're keen to encourage people of all abilities to take up running. I think exercise is such a vital part of life, and it is enormously important for physical and mental well-being. And in particular, in my own personal circumstances, I was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer in May 2017. I was training to run an ultramarathon and I had a groin strain, and the groin strain turned out to be prostate cancer in the pelvic bone. And they told me I might only have 2 years to live. It's one of my coping mechanisms. It gets me through the day. If I feel a bit down or a bit fatigued, to go out and get a run done absolutely always improves the mood. And I would encourage everybody to do some form of exercise. Come and join our running club and get the running bug like we've got. We're a very inclusive club.
It's a message echoed by club members David and Louisa.
There's a nice social aspect to it as well, which at the moment is very important for people, because you can't see friends and family like you used to. So that is a big plus as well as it keeping your head clear and helping, you know, your fitness. There is that nice social aspect to it as well, you know, which I really, you know, I enjoyed as well. Running on your own is tough. It always is tough. It sometimes works well, but a lot of times tough. And the great thing the club gives you is people to run with. That's, from my point of view, a massive plus. And I've made some really good friends since joining the club. And, you know, I just echo what Tony said, whatever ability you are, just come along and join. Have a run. It really doesn't matter. You know, you get quicker as the more you run, you know. I wasn't very quick when I started. Still not very quick. But, yeah, you know, so many benefits come from it.
I think it's been hugely important, particularly when we were only allowed outside once a day. You kind of had to make it count. But then the benefits from just getting outside, whether that's a walk, a run, going and sitting in a park for a bit, going on your bike, whatever suits really. Yeah, I'm a big advocate that just going out with some kind of purpose makes a huge difference. And then I've seen that in my work as well. I work in a local mental health hospital, and actually we've had guys do couch to 5k there and have done fantastically in 2020 and made real differences to both their physical and their mental health. So yeah, I'm a big supporter of it at work as well, and our occupational therapy colleagues who do a fantastic job there. So I'd say to people, just give it a go, you know, go out, do a bit of a run walk. You don't have to go out and run a marathon tomorrow. I've never run a marathon. I'm not sure I ever will, but I'm really happy with what I do. And it, you know, I've got a lot of health benefits from that. So yeah, give your local club a call. Lots of them will do beginners groups, I'm sure, next year. When the COVID restrictions reduce, get to park run when that comes back. That's a very inclusive opportunity as well. And just give it a go and see if you enjoy it.
The starting point is on our website, stylerunningclub.co.uk. On there are all the points of contact. Ian Morton, our club secretary, is the first port of call. We encourage people to come along and try it out 3 or 4 times before they commit, so that there's no commitment. If they want to come along, just see what we're like, see what the people are like. They can feel free to do that 3 or 4 times before there's any commitment to join. And then basically there's an application form on the website, and it's as simple as that, really. At the moment, we are running under COVID restrictions. I'm the COVID compliance officer, which means we have to run in COVID compliance spaces. So basically where there's not many people around and we have to stay socially distanced. And we do it in small groups to make sure that we're being compliant with all the COVID rules. And we have a booking in spreadsheet on Google Sheets, which people can book in on. But the first port of call is the website, and our secretary, Ian Morton,